picking up from the end of Panty Boy Gets Busted, part two of Alone Time for the Panty Thief. Well, although your sneaking into my panties is most unacceptable, I can understand how irresistible the attraction must be for you. But now that you have been exposed as a lascivious, thieving panty boy, there will have to be definitive consequences for your actions. The fear and angst of a busted panty boy. So, let me just ponder your disrespectful and irreverent behavior for a moment, panty boy. I say to you in a soft, low voice that makes you want to squirm with great discomfort. However, despite feeling the nervousness build within you, you stand there frozen, caught like the proverbial deer in headlights, unsure whether you should throw down the panties in your hand and run like a gazelle being chased by a hungry hyena across the savannah, or merely remain motionless with the hope of becoming invisible or being beamed up to the Enterprise by Scotty. In your confused state, you stay frozen and continue to listen to my voice. Panty play or panty punishment? Waiting for the shoe to drop. The punishment must fit the crime, and I suppose I need to take into account the mitigating circumstances of this intense panty lust, which must have overtaken you with such a ferocity that you were just helpless to resist the call of all those panties in that drawer. Maybe you should just be a man in panties. Let's see here, my little panty thief. I could make you put those panties right back where they belong and forbid you to ever touch a pair again, but that would be far too simple. Plus, I would never trust you to refrain from engaging in your panty play hijinks, so maybe I should take things in another direction. If it's panty play you want, then it's panty play you shall have. Pushed into permanent panty play. So, panty boy, I want you to snap out of it and pick out one pair of those panties over which you have been salivating in my absence, I say in a sweet but firmly directive voice. You hear those words clearly, but still you are unable to move. Didn't you hear me, panty lover? I told you to pick out a pair of my panties. Do it. Now. And put back neatly those you will not be choosing. Facing the music of your panty play punishment. Yes, mistress, you stammer as you begin nervously fumbling with those silky objects of your affection in your hands. Finally, after you gently place all of the panties, except for one pair of pink bikini-style ones, with shaking hands back into the top drawer, you sheepishly lift your gaze to meet mine, a questioning look etched across your face. Now strip, panty boy slut. Strip down to nothing and step into those panties. You wanted to wear my panties? Well, wear them now you will. Permanently. Every day will be a panty play day for you. From now on, you will wear panties and you will play in them. Per my instructions, of course. This is Mistress Emma Jane, and you've been caught in panties. What is it you hope happens now? Should I subject you to panty play? Should I make you wear them, perhaps model them for me, before making you do exactly as I say to and with yourself while wearing those panties? If you need to be made to engage in panty play, call me, Mistress Emma Jane, at 800-601-6975. And by all means, don't miss the previous entries of just how it is you got caught with those panties on my blog at www.fetishphonesexcalls.com. When you call, be sure to tell me that you're a bad panty boy who needs some panty play punishment, and I certainly will make sure that's exactly what you get.